20,000 fans listened to Led Zeppelin play that song and 15 others last night in London. It was the legendary British band's first full concert together in 27 years. The group disbanded in 1980 after the death of drummer John Bonham. Bonham's son Jason handled the drums last night. The face value of tickets for the concert was about $250, though some tickets went for as much as $10,000 on the internet. And even at that price, they were a bargain compared to what one young fan paid, $168,000 for a pair of tickets. He is 25-year-old Kenneth Donnell, and he joins us now from a town near Glasgow, Scotland. Kenneth Donnell, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you.
$168,000 for a pair of tickets?
Yeah, I think so. It's £83,000.
Was it worth it?
Of course it was worth it, yeah, definitely. And the thing is, it's not just the money was going to charity, it's going to help children here. We have a cause here called Children in Need.
So you won them at a charity auction?
Yes, yeah.
Well, so did you get good seats? Were you at least in the front row?
Yes, we were right down just to the left of the stage.
So you saw Robert Plant up close and personal?
Well, yeah, we got to meet the whole band the day before at the rehearsals as well. And Robert Plant was just such a nice guy. He went out of his way to come over and see us and spoke to us for a while. It was brilliant.
So you're 25 years old. You obviously never saw Led Zeppelin back in their heyday.
No.
But you're a fan of their music?
Yes, well, my dad, he saw them a few times, and just because he's always been a fan, I've been a fan my whole life, so it's kind of the soundtrack to my life.
The soundtrack to your life?
Yep.
Which song in particular would be the song to describe your life?
I'd say last night, Kashmir was absolutely fantastic. It just sounded brilliant.
So they didn't show any signs of age? They were able to hit the high notes? And
well, no, I mean, yeah, they were. Obviously, I've never seen them live before, but they were just absolutely phenomenal last night. So I don't know how they could be any better than that. And Robert Plant, yeah, his voice was still absolutely fantastic. Sounded great.
So, perhaps I could say that you were on your own stairway to heaven when you heard Kashmir.
Yep.
Kenneth Donnell, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks.
Kenneth Donnell is one of 20,000 people who saw the Led Zeppelin reunion concert in London last night, and, well, he paid just a little more for his tickets than everyone else. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talk.